East Tennessee Championship Wrestling fans. I am Jerry Martin, the host of East Tennessee Championship Wrestling Podcast and the voice of ETCW. And without further ado, let's get started. At the end of July, ETCW's Bring On the Brawl came to New Market, Tennessee. Now, this show was for the Junior Fire Department up in New Market. On the card was the undefeated Russian Monster versus the Iron Horseman, the Cruiserweight Champion Ravishing Rex Riley versus Inmate Alcatraz, Billy Marshall versus Hillbilly Big Joe, Purely Destructive versus the new tag champs, The Faction, and the heavyweight champion himself, The Enforcer versus Regulator Steel. So what happened at New Market? Well, the Russian Monster defeated the Iron Horseman and kept his undefeated streak alive. Now, with the Cruiserweight Ravishing Rex Riley, well, he always gets the crowd in an uproar. There's no telling what this guy will do. And during the match with Rex Riley, Inmate Alcatraz, well, he was actually the crowd favorite. So the crowd was actually cheering on for the very first time Inmate Alcatraz. But the winner and still Cruiserweight champion, Ravishing Rex Riley. So we saw Billy Marshall versus the number one contender, Hillbilly Big Joe. There again, Hillbilly Big Joe is showing why he is the number one contender for the heavyweight championship. Hillbilly Big Joe won against Billy Marshall, as well as Purely Destructive came back on the scene, Scott Savage and Mick O'Malley. And it looked like they were firing on all cylinders again as they went up against the new tag team champions, The Faction. And that night, they won the titles back from Wild Bill and Jeff Baker. The main event for that night was the ETCW heavyweight champion, The Enforcer, versus Regulator Steel. The Enforcer, yet again, wins and shows his dominance of why he is the heavyweight champion. Now, this brings us to the August 7th rundown of Bring On the Brawl at the Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee. On the card was the Russian Monster versus Lumberjack Josh, J-Mac versus Billy Marshall, Ravishing Rex Riley versus Regulator Steel, and Drew Denton Tolliver, a triple threat. Also on the card was the new tag team champions Purely Destructive against The Faction for a rematch. And for the main event, you had The Enforcer versus number one contender Hillbilly Big Joe with his manager, The Scorpion. So let's get into it. The Russian Monster versus Lumberjack Josh. Now this match was going back and forth, but Josh had other plans. Josh walked out of the match and left the building. The winner by a countout was the undefeated Russian Monster, J-Mac versus Billy Marshall. Now the way this match ended was kind of a little tricky. Billy was trying to get J-Mac disqualified by acting like he hit him with a chair, but J-Mac pulled the same stunt and it worked for him. When the ref saw it, they saw J-Mac laid out and Billy holding the chair, automatic DQ, the winner, J-Mac. Up next was a triple threat, Ravishing Rex Riley, the Cruiserweight Champion, versus Regulator Steel versus Drew Denton Tolliver. Now, when this match started, of course, in Ravishing Rex Riley style, so he stepped out of the ring to go eat a hot dog at the concession stand while Regulator Steel and Drew Denton Tolliver fought. But Rex came in just at the right time as Tolliver delivered his finisher to Regulator Steel. But both of these guys pinned Regulator Steel at the same time. I guess the referee was at the concession stand as well, because he was very confused about that. Now, Commissioner Jim Strickland came into the ring, made a match with Ravishing Rex Riley versus Drew Denton Tolliver for the title. Up next on the card was the new tag team champions, the Rogue Nation's Purely Destructive, versus The Faction, Wild Bill and Jeff Baker. Now, Pappy was nowhere to be found, and clearly this wasn't the team that I saw in the previous year of the era of the Rogue Nation. They seemed to be distracted a little bit, and rightly so. Their longtime manager, Pappy O'Malley, kind of threw them under the bus with that bogus contract of putting their titles up against The Faction without Scott Savage being there, which in turn, they lost the titles. But they're in New Market, they won the titles back. Still, the title's on the line again. But what happened here was Jeff Baker threw some powder in Mick O'Malley's eyes that led to Wild Bill's patented avalanche splash for the win, and they reclaimed the titles. The winners, the new champions once again, The Faction. Now, Gentleman John Jackson appeared again, and this time made an offer to Purely Destructive, saying Pappy's managerial actions were not aligned anymore with Purely Destructive, as they have suffered two championship losses because of him. He offered his managerial services to Scott and Mick. With all that was going on within the Rogue Nation, Purely Destructive walked out of the ring with no response. But something needs to happen to get them back on track as the dominant force they are. And for the main event, The Enforcer versus the number one contender, Hillbilly Big Joe, with The Scorpion. Now, as these two guys were battling it out, power for power, move for move, something really weird happened. The Gravedigger comes out, crawling to the ring, stalks his prey, and he interferes with the match. Joe was pinning the Enforcer, but Gravedigger broke it up, and the match ended in a no contest. Now, the Gravedigger went after the Enforcer, and he started choking him out, but the Enforcer slipped down through the ropes and away from his grasp. Now, Big Joe delivers a huge headbutt on the Gravedigger with no effect at all, but it stunned Joe. Now, the Enforcer came in with a cane and delivered a big shot to the Gravedigger, and it still had no effect. Seeing that, they both escaped Digger's clutches. Now, here's a question for you. Could the Gravedigger have his eyes set on the title? Or just overall destruction? This remains to be seen. August 21st, Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee. Up on the card was The Goon versus the undefeated Russian Monster with Pappy O'Malley. Then you got to see the debut of Skylar Sage versus Billy Marshall. And Christian Lotus with Leroy Lochey versus J-Mac for the number one contendership for the Cruiserweight Championship. And then you have the new tag team champions, The Faction, versus Josh Monday and Matt Bear. And for the main event, the ETCW Heavyweight Championship title was on the line in a no disqualification match. The Enforcer versus Hillbilly Big Joe with The Scorpion. So let's jump right in. So The Goon was going up against the undefeated Russian Monster, along with Pappy O'Malley. Now, Pappy and the Russian Monster must have made amends because, if you can remember back, Mick O'Malley and the Russian Monster gave Pappy O'Malley the beatdown of his life and left him laying in the floor as they exited the building. But this time around, the Russian Monster was a little bit different. He was showing a lot more aggression than he usually is. Before, he was this stoic giant that crushed everybody. But it seems like something really set him off, and he was screaming throughout the whole match. So the Russian Monster was really just toying with the Goon, just beating him down, punishing him inside and outside of the ring. And then Pappy O'Malley gets involved in the match, and he uses his shillelagh on the Goon several times. Now, as the Russian Monster had the Goon beat several times, he kept lifting him up after the two count. He could have won a match easily, but the Goon came back, and he broke free of the Monster's clutches, and it looked like he had something loaded in his boot. Now, with the Russian Monster paying more attention to terrorizing the ref than to the Goon landed a perfectly placed kick to the Russian Monster's head, which knocked him out cold. And with that, the 1-2-3 count happened, and the undefeated streak of the Russian Monster ends. And the winner of this match was the Goon. The crowd went crazy, and the undefeated streak ends. Next up was the debut of Skylar Sage versus the notorious Billy Marshall. Now, this match went back and forth with technical moves until Billy, with a well-placed elbow, takes Skylar down. Now, Sage comes back and knocks Billy off balance. Billy lands hard on that right knee, and we all know that Billy Marshall has had some injuries in the past with his knees, and Skylar Sage took well advantage of that, which rolled him up in the schoolboy pin for the win. Now, Skylar, in true sportsmanlike conduct, gets the crowd to applaud as Billy's helped back to get looked at. Up next was supposed to be for the Cruiserweight Championship, but there was a no-show with Drew Denton Tolliver. So what did Ravishing Rex Riley do? Of course, in true Rex Riley style, he offers an open challenge to anybody in the back for a title shot. It's none other than Bobo the Clown. Now, during this match, Rex Riley really showed some aggression as well. He manhandles Bobo for most of the match. He beat Bobo in and out of the ring. He delivered the Spike DDT, a missile drop kick from the top rope, but Bobo kicked out. Bobo was coming back strong until out of nowhere, Rex lands the cutter and finishes off Bobo once and for all. The winner, and still your Cruiserweight champion, Ravishing Rex Riley. Up next was Christian Lotus with Leroy Lochey versus J-Mac. This was for the number one contender for the Cruiserweight Championship. Lucha comes out and says Lotus is sick. He said he was sick of all the ETCW fans and Rocky Branch. But he has two surprises for J-Mac. He hired somebody to take J-Mac out for Lotus. It was the Iron Horseman along with Steel Pony. Now, before this match started, he said he had another surprise. The second surprise was Ravishing Rex Riley was the guest referee. Now, the match started off even and very sportsmanlike. That was until the Iron Horseman was ordered to do his job, and with that, he got more aggressive. While all this was going on, in true Rex Riley fashion, of course, he's going back to the concession stand, and he's eating some popcorn. He's letting J-Mac and the Iron Horseman just battle it out. Now, Lucha gets involved, and the Steel Pony has had enough. She comes around the ring and chases off Lucha and backs him away. And during this time, Rex Riley is still getting involved in the match, but not really in a ref capacity. He actually tripped up J-Mac, and he tripped up the Iron Horseman. Now, both of these guys had had enough of Rex Riley's shenanigans and were coming after Rex, but Rex got away and was ordering them back into the ring as he was the referee. As both of these guys were coming back into the ring, the Iron Horseman took the advantage and delivered a powerful move for the pin. So Ravishing Rex Riley comes in, slides in for the one, two, and then he hesitates. The crowd goes ballistic. The Iron Horseman could have put away J-Mac. That didn't happen. So as the Iron Horseman was getting in the face of Ravishing Rex Riley, J-Mac got his bearings and delivered his finisher on the Iron Horseman. Covered him for the pin. Same thing. Ravishing Rex Riley, one, two, and hesitated for that three count until J-Mac pushed the hand down of Rex Riley's three. That was it. The match was over. J-Mac said he had enough of Rex Riley's tricks and it was time for him to put up or shut up. After the match, J-Mac came after Ravishing Rex Riley, but Rex slid out of the ring just in the nick of time and escaped his clutches. The number one contender for the Cruiserweight Championship title is J-Mac. Up next, the tag team champions, The Faction, versus Joss Mundey and Matt Bear. Now, before the match started, The Faction were attacked from behind by Josh and Matt. But tides quickly turned as the bell rang and Jeff started out fast and furious. But then, Josh quickly gets the upper hand as they double-teamed Jeff with an arm breaker in the corner several times by Bear. As Josh calls for another arm breaker, Jeff reverses and hands Matt Josh's arm. Without Matt even knowing, because he's facing the crowd as he does this, he lands a thunderous arm breaker on his partner Josh as Jeff slips out and gives him a nice little, "How you doing?" So Jeff slips back into the ring and gives Josh a thunderous belly-to-belly suplex, which sets up the top rope avalanche splash delivered by Wild Bill to Josh for the pin. The winners and still your ETCW Tag Team Champions, Wild Bill and Jeff Baker, The Faction. Now, on a special note, before the match started, they introduced another man. His name's Jeff Conley, and he is the third member of The Faction. Now, he's been out a while with an injury, but they did say that once he is cleared to compete, he is going to be competing in the ETCW, and we can't wait to see that happen. And last but not least, your main event, the ETCW Heavyweight Title No Disqualification Match. The champ, The Enforcer, versus Hillbilly Big Joe with his manager, The Scorpion. Now, The Enforcer comes out with a huge chain, wraps it around the ring post, and he's ready for action. So Joe and The Enforcer lock up several times, trying to gain power over each other. The Enforcer gives the great equalizer, the low blow, to Big Joe, and then The Enforcer starts to punish Joe using another chain wrapped around his fist. Now, who knows where that came from? He lands several hard punches with it and chokes Joe with it. The Enforcer backed Joe into the corner and delivered a massive chop that rang out all across the arena. But now all that did was woke up Joe and sent the Enforcer running scared. But soon after that, eye gouges stopped the punishment Joe was dishing out. Another punch with a chain from the Enforcer almost knocked out Joe, but Joe kicked out of the count. The fight broke out outside of the ring. The Enforcer used a metal tray on Joe, but Joe retaliated and used another metal tray on the Enforcer, which rocked the champ. Joe gets the Enforcer back into the ring and gets a very close three count, but the Enforcer kicks out. The Enforcer lands a deadly throat thrust with a chain, and he took Joe down as he kept choking him. The Enforcer drops the chain and goes and gets his cane. Meanwhile, Joe grabs that chain for a little bit of retribution. Joe nails the enforcer with a chain, followed by two huge headbutts. Joe also drop-kicked the enforcer, which rocked the champ and knocked him out of the ring. The enforcer comes back with a chair and lands a few shots to Joe. The enforcer sets Joe up for another finishing chair shot. But Joe quickly ducks out, and the enforcer hits the ropes with a chair, which ricochets and nails the enforcer back into the head. Joe quickly covers the enforcer for the pin, and a new champ is crowned. The crowd blew the roof off, ladies and gentlemen. We have a new heavyweight champion, and that is Hillbilly Big Joe. Commissioner Jim Strickland comes in to congratulate Joe on the win. Joe stated that the Rogue Nation is finally finished and out of business. So what does that tell us, ladies and gentlemen? We have seen Purely Destructive lose their titles, win them back, only to lose them again against the faction. There was no Pappy O'Malley in their corner, but then Gentleman John Jackson made his managerial services available to Purely Destructive. Will Mick O'Malley and Scott Savage take him up on his offer? That's a lot to think about for this dynamic tag team. We saw the Northern Ireland champion, the Russian Monster's undefeated streak, come to an end. We also saw the ETCW heavyweight champion, the Enforcer, lose his title against Hillbilly Big Joe. Is this truly the end of the Rogue Nation? Or will they have what it takes to come back together as the dominant force they once were? A lot of questions are up in the air, and only time will tell what will happen to the Rogue Nation. Our thoughts and prayers are going out to Billy Marshall with his knee injury, and hopefully he'll be back in the ETCW ring and in action very soon. We also saw the Cruiserweight champion Ravishing Rex Riley, and his next opponent is going to be J-Mac. Will J-Mac be able to stop the reign of Ravishing Rex Riley? Who will be the next young talent to step in that ring and show the ETCW world what they're made of? These are some questions to ponder, ladies and gentlemen. Let us know what you think on our website, Facebook page, and on the podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you will know when another episode drops. Share the podcast with all of your family and friends via social sites. And now let's look ahead on future events. Mark these on your calendar. September 4th. We're back at Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee, and we have a huge match card that night. September 18th, we'll be back at Rocky Branch Community Center in Wallen, Tennessee. And October 2nd, we'll be making our return back to Springbrook Gymnasium in Alcoa, Tennessee. Check out our website at etcwalcoa.com for all event information and see who's on the roster. Check out the fan photos and so much more. Now, this podcast is sponsored by Maryville Music Academy. It's Maryville and Blount County's number one place to go for music lessons, specializing in voice lessons, artist development, music lessons, and performing arts. Go to www.maryvillemusicacademy.com for all information. R6R Lawn Care for all of your lawn care needs, Mountain Air Cleaning Services, and Agenda Video Productions. This is the company that produces all of the ETCW videos, so you can get your copy at any of the ETCW Bring On The Brawl events. All these links will be in the show notes, and we want to thank all of our sponsors. We want to thank everybody who has come out to all the events and the ones who click that subscribe button to hear all that's going on this podcast and all within the ETCW community. Again, I am Jerry Martin, the voice of the ETCW, and I will see you on the next Bring On The Brawl.